So the Trustees Education Initiative is an effort that is working on the College of Education and its continuous improvement.
What has been the sort of big question that's on your mind as you're tasked with trying to figure that out?
Probably the biggest question that has arisen so far, and we all, everyone that's working on this, we share this question, and this is the first piece of work that we'll do, is defining what the expectations are and how you measure those so that when we look at the College of Education and all of its individual programs, whether it's elementary education, early childhood education, special education, secondary education, the full array of programs, how do we measure if improvement is actually happening? And there will be lots of questions that arise after that, but that's really the most important key question that we have to answer at the outset so that we know that, in fact, we are making gains and we are making progress.
We hear a lot about assessing student performance. You know, to what extent is that model of assessing students already sort of looping back around to the preparation of our teachers?
It loops around in that the preparation of teachers, the preparation of counselors and principals and superintendents, all educator preparation is focused on student success, the K-12 student success, P-12 actually, preschool through grade 12 student success. But how we define that and measure that varies a little bit by state, and in some ways it varies a little bit by school district. One thing that Wyoming does not do is attribute student gains to a particular teacher. They attribute student gains by school, but they don't break it down and say the growth that the students in Miss Smith's first grade class are attributable to her. And so that's been one of our challenges, because if in fact we had some sort of student growth data attributable to an individual teacher, then we could measure how University of Wyoming graduates' students are doing once those graduates are out in the schools teaching compared to the graduates of other universities. That is not a metric that we have available to us in Wyoming. And I will say this, it's an open debate on whether student growth should be attributed to an individual teacher or not. So I understand the debate around it, but where we are right now is we don't have those kinds of data available to us. So we have to define student success in different ways that can be attributed to a particular teacher. Because, again, and this is not about calling out a teacher or calling out a graduate of a program and saying, you're doing a great job, you're doing a mediocre job, you're really struggling. What this is about is trying to measure the readiness for success of University of Wyoming College of Education graduates, and in doing so, to look at them in comparison to the graduates of other university programs.
And I know that you moved here from Ohio, where you also focused some on teacher preparation. And so I'm wondering, you know, coming into Wyoming, you know, we've talked about some of the challenges in terms of assessment, but what are the assets that you've identified in this state? What's unique?
What was exciting for me about coming to Wyoming to do this work is there is one university in the state that prepares teachers. There are community colleges that begin that preparation, but one public university in the entire state of Wyoming that prepares teachers. So from a making gains perspective, it was something you could get your arms around. My most recent employment in Ohio, as you mentioned, I was at the Ohio Department of Higher Education. We had in the state, not even counting the out-of-state institutions that had approval to operate in Ohio, in the state we had 51 colleges and universities that were preparing teachers. So from that perspective, it's in Wyoming, it's a lot easier to get your arms around. Many fewer school districts as well. So hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of school districts in Ohio, and fewer than 50 in the state of Wyoming. So it was an opportunity to come in here and to really kind of be able to focus on one university and a much smaller set of school districts to make this work happen.
What's happening here in Wyoming that's going to potentially have an impact on how we talk about and think about education throughout the country?
Wyoming's uniqueness is that it's this very large landmass with not a hugely dense population. There are other places in the country that face the same challenges. And the challenges come into place when we are looking at doing those early fieldwork placements for candidates. it becomes burdensome for them if they are having to drive 5.5, 6 hours to do some early field work or to do a student teaching placement, have to uproot from maybe even having a rental here in Laramie and then all of a sudden for a full semester or maybe even a full year going out someplace very, very far away in the state. There are ways to do this work and address those challenges. And that's some of the things we'll be looking at with the initiative. So one of the things that we believe that Wyoming can contribute to a national conversation is ways to overcome the challenges of rural placements in sparsely populated areas that still bring a very robust experience to everyone involved.
I'm curious, how does funding, especially with impending budget cuts in Wyoming, impact your thinking about how to prepare teachers for classrooms, especially where access to resources may be uncertain?
One of the big challenges that we have in front of us with the initiative is that we have to find ways for sustaining these practices that we know to be very robust and produce great outcomes. And so we have to be clear about identifying the needs for resources and then identifying where those resources will come from. And historically in Wyoming, it has been, well, we'll just look to state funding to support those kinds of models. And the initiative is one example of a way to look beyond that and to go and seek grant funding from an external source, the Daniels Fund in this instance, and use those resources to raise the bar, to really make that work very, very effective and produce the kinds of outcomes that we want to see in Wyoming. And to sustain that moving forward, we can't solely rely on state funding to be able to sustain new models. We'll have to continue to look for leveraging support from external sources. And when we think about the benefit that this work will bring, it certainly goes beyond the K-12 schools, and it certainly goes beyond the College of Education. When you have an educated workforce, business is drawn into a state. I mean, I recently read about a business opportunity that was looking at Wyoming and was looking at a neighboring state and chose the neighboring state because there wasn't a sufficient educated workforce in the region that they were looking to do. So that was a lost opportunity for Wyoming. Hopefully in the future, if we continue to build this really strong foundation in our P-12 system, we can attract more diverse business to the state of Wyoming. And in fact, then everyone has a gain and we can share in those resources that are produced.
Well, thank you for coming and sharing the exciting news about this new initiative, and welcome to Wyoming.
That was Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson speaking with Rebecca Watts, the executive director of the Trustees Education Initiative.